Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls across Israel, the weather remains pleasantly warm. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear and inviting. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild evening, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, the night is calm with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. Army declares that Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis are completely cut off from Iran. This comes from Walla, reporting just over an hour ago. Also, Israel plans to take legal action against the New York Times. The Jerusalem Post reports this hour that it's over a column by Christoph alleging sexual abuse of Palestinians. Also this hour, an attack was thwarted as a terror suspect was arrested ahead of Jerusalem Day events. This update comes from I-24 News earlier today. Separately, a Gaza-bound flotilla led by Mavi Marmara organizers has set sail from Turkey with 53 vessels. Ynet reported this in the past half hour. And finally, Iran drops a diplomatic bomb at the BRICS summit, revealing who attacked it. Maariv covered this story from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel's foreign ministry highlighted a poignant report on Hamas, posting minutes ago. They emphasize that the truth about Hamas is both difficult to read and impossible to ignore. The Times of Israel shared that Israel intends to sue the New York Times over allegations of widespread rape. This was posted shortly before this broadcast. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted Hamas's increasing grip on Gaza. He emphasized the taxes levied on an already struggling population in a post from earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. Army's declaration, Admiral Brad Cooper, commander of the U.S. Central Command, testified before the Senate. He stated that terrorist organizations like Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis have been completely severed from Iranian support. This move is seen as a strategic shift in the region, potentially altering the balance of power. Turning to Israel's legal action against the New York Times. Prime Minister Netanyahu has accused international media of amplifying false claims about Israel's conduct in Gaza. This legal step, reported by the Jerusalem Post, underscores ongoing tensions between Israel and international media outlets. The outcome could influence how foreign media cover the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Meanwhile, the thwarted attack ahead of Jerusalem Day is a reminder of persistent security threats. According to I-24 News, a suspect was arrested, preventing potential violence during upcoming celebrations. This arrest highlights ongoing vigilance by Israeli security forces to ensure public safety. In related news, the departure of the global Sumud flotilla from Turkey challenges the Israeli blockade on Gaza. Ynet reports that the flotilla aims to break the blockade, raising concerns of a possible confrontation with the Israeli Navy. This situation could escalate tensions between Israel and pro-Palestinian activists. Finally, Iran's revelation at the BRICS summit brings new diplomatic tensions. As reported by Maariv, Iran disclosed information about an attack just a day after UAE's denial of Netanyahu's statement. This revelation may strain relationships within the region, particularly with countries involved in the summit. Turning to business and markets. First, in a surprising twist, prize winners Tom and Almog may see their winnings significantly reduced by taxes. According to Walla Business, they face losing hundreds of thousands of shekels due to prize and lottery taxation. Separately, Maariv Business reviews Haier TV M92. This new TV offers a mini LED display with 4K resolution and advanced features, promising to revolutionize the World Cup viewing experience. And finally, Israel's banks are preparing for a potential interest rate cut by the Bank of Israel. Globes reports that banks have already begun reducing interest on deposits in anticipation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.